Open windows, March the 1st. The release of the Lord. I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Malachi 3, verse 10. There is very much prayer being made and appeal being pressed for revival. If the Spirit of God either ignores or transcends so much that marks the Christian system and makes it all as though it counts for little, and the Holy Spirit never compromises on what is vital and really of God, does it not mean that he calls for a reconsideration of very much that obtains? The days of the Church's greatest spiritual power and impact were days when ecclesiastical forms, architecture and ritual were nil, and the Lord himself was everything. To get away from the lesser things, we need a mighty visitation of the Spirit of God. This, and this only, will do it. Most people agree to this, and we have heard very much said along this line. What has always perplexed us is that while things of this kind have been so repeatedly and strongly stated, the implication seems never to have registered itself with sufficient strength as to result in practical adjustments. So on the other hand, if we seriously face the things which the Spirit of God has again and again ruled out when he has had his way, would not the way be opened for a more permanent, high level of spiritual life, fullness, and effectiveness? Is not reformation an essential part of revival? Does not the Lord call for certain drastic adjustments before he can open the windows of heaven? Whenever and wherever a new revealing of himself, his purpose and method, the Lord has secured those who have moved out onto the ground of Christ only, they have always had to meet a great and painful cost. Usually it has been their own brethren in Christ who have exacted it. How difficult it is for organized Christianity to believe that anything very much of real value can go on without machinery, publicity, and all the framework of organized work. May it not be well to pause and consider whether God's mightiest and most fruitful works in nature and in grace are not done hiddenly, quietly, unobtrusively, and, in many cases, done before anyone knows about it? What of the resurrection of nature every springtime? The law of God's highest work is the biological law, the law of life. It is organic.